You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Do you want to introduce yourselves and go around
there? I'm Elliot.
Would you play?
Play keys.
Hey, I'm Scott and I play the drums.
Will and I'm the bass.
I'm Zach and I play guitar.
So, how'd you guys get together? Just kidding, because I know you're brothers.
Yeah, so Zach and I are the brothers, yeah. And then Sam the singer. We knew Scotty from a young age. We were kind of like family friends, and we're all from the same town, so it was kind of like it just happened. It was meant to happen, I guess. Obviously, three brothers.
So it's a pretty small town you come from, isn't it? I had a quick look at.
Yeah, Menangle, the town that we're from, is real small. I think it's like 500 or 600 people there. Yeah, but it's surrounded by a lot of bigger towns. I reckon it's more because of the town.
That's true.
But there's a whole lot of other bigger, way bigger towns. It sounds a lot more remote than it is. Even people from Sydney don't realise how close we are to Sydney. We're only an hour south, and then there's Campbelltown, which is a really big town, and Camden right near us. So we're kind of like the first bit of country outside of Sydney.
So how far south of Sydney is it?
Really? 1 hour.
All right. Yeah.
South and inland a little bit. Yeah.
So what is it? Because you were stuck out in the country, is that why you started playing music, or is?
I don't think so.
I started playing music just because I actually played the piano. My mum forced me into piano, my dad sort of thing. It was just something to do, because you know how your parents think it's good for your brain and all that?
Yeah.
But I was really super hyperactive when I was a kid, and I kind of didn't really like going. So then mum put me on the drums, and ever since I started learning the drums, I was just obsessed with it.
Well, piano and drums are both percussion, so... You know,
that's true, yeah. But yeah, I think mum and dad, got me into it. And it wasn't until I started playing the kid that I actually enjoyed it.
So it's good that your parents were supportive and pushed you in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think we're all lucky in that.
Yeah,
like all of our parents knew that music was a good thing to do. Even if you don't, not even looking to it as a career, but just as a nice hobby, something to do.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, it gets your brain going, and you know, it's something away from school and doing maths and all that.
For me it was a bit different. The kids in my street kind of played in a band, so you know, they were much older than me, so this is when Nirvana and stuff had just come out, so they were all, you could hear them jamming in garages and things like that. So I remember that one of a friend's band had a gig, and I was underage, I was like 12 or something, but I'd lug all their gear to the gig, you know, because I just wanted to be around it. So that was my intro. As soon as I seen them playing gigs, I was like, this is what I'm going to do forever. I made up my mind.
That shows though, heaps, because Will, he's always been really super good at playing in a group, whereas like for me, I played my bedroom and I was just like obsessed with like perfecting like sheet music.
Yeah.
And I just played with myself. Not that sounds wrong. But yeah.
Well, they do say that.
That came later. Yeah. So yeah, playing in like a group came much later, whereas... Obviously,
we'll grow up with it.
Yeah.
So, do you think it helped having brothers together to make the band gel together? Is there this thing that they wish about brothers having this communication thing?
I think it makes it easier. I think it makes it easier, but we're also like really good friends, and so it kind of, we all gel anyway. And if anything, you know, if there's a clash between the brothers, it's nice to have these guys because they're not margins. Like, we can we'll all like agree on the same thing, and these guys are like, well, hang on, no, you're right.
But it does give the band good direction. Like, I would never have written music or so much. It's very like, I think the brothers have a better idea of what the sound should be, whereas I think Will and I are a bit more open to too many genres. So they kind of keep us the Rubens, and then we kind of
give it a flavour.
Give it a bit of, yeah.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know if it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, Australian music doesn't really travel outside of Australia, does it? I mean, you get a few well-known bands.
Yeah, we're going home.
They're generally not the best bands from Australia, I always found. I mean, yeah. There's exceptions, AC/DC, who are mostly English anyway.
Yeah.
And...
Tame Impala, do you like Tame Impala?
Yeah. I'm thinking of some of the older bands as well.
But
the bands that really made it big from Australia were like Olivia Newton-John, and people have an Air Supply. People have a really distorted view of what Australian music's like, but
there's definitely a really good scene.
Electronic now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a massive electronic scene. Not as in dance like music, but just indie electronic.
But I think that's around the world too.
Germany, stuff like that, I feel like they've always
been focused in that electronic genre.
As in bands though?
I think that's just the way the world's going.
Particularly Australia.
And I thought that was one of the, not the selling point, but that we were kind of one of the last kind of rockier bands to kind of...
Guitar bands.
Yeah, guitar bands. There's not that many guitar bands around.
Really?
Half the festivals we play, it's more DJ based or electronic.
You go on stage and you can't even hear what they're playing. Like if you're backstage, you won't even hear any amps or anything. It'll just be like playing SPDSs and pads and keyboards and synth and stuff like that.
Because I grew up in Australia. My memory of Australian music is always guitars and drums and pub rock, basically.
Yeah.
So, are you still sort of harking back to those days, or is it just?
I think not intentionally. Just the fact that we do have guitars and live drums and bass and organ. I don't think we ever when we look at writing music, we'll ever make a conscious decision to try and hark back to anything, because you want to develop and be new and modern as a band and try new things. But
we wanted to be that hybrid though, definitely.
Yeah, we definitely.
It's always going to be that, say with the drum kit, it's going to be like a mix between an acoustic kit and then maybe 808s or different samples and things. But to get rid of the guitar and the real drums and everything like that.
Not going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen.
If a band takes over the real drums, they're not a band anymore.
Especially live, I would feel super weird personally. Playing an electronic kit or pads or having no amps on stage.
Is this your first trip to the UK?
No, we came a couple of years ago. We supported a band called Walk the Moon from America.
Uh-huh.
We did a bit of a tour with them, which was really fun. But we haven't done much of our own stuff. So tonight's really, really exciting for us to be able to play our own headline. And a venue like this is crazy for us. We were blown away when we got the email saying that it was sold out. We're like, holy.
Is it, I was sold out tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really special.
Excellent.
For us, yeah.
And
this is like the first part of momentum that we feel like we're getting sort of like, oh, this is cool.
The attraction people
are here and they like us.
So do you think Australian bands still want to make it big in the UK and around the world, or is the scene sustainable in Australia now?
I think you still have to make it big everywhere. Otherwise, you can't, because you can tour Australia, but there's only so many capital cities and big venues you can play before you need to get out of the country and spread the music.
I reckon you could play every single venue, I'm talking really small venues too, in 2 months in Australia.
Oh yeah, not even.
Really?
You're repeating venues after a while.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to definitely branch out, because it's like anything, you want a bigger audience. So, of course, Australian bands want to get other countries.
Well, the strange thing with London is a lot of bands come here and they actually play really small venues. Because I was told there's 10,000 bands playing London every week.
Yeah. Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty saturated.
I've been to gigs, American bands that come over from the US, and they play to 30 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And that's just unsigned bands, 10,000 unsigned bands.
Yeah.
And then you've got all the arena gigs going on.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, so you're really lucky to have a sold-out show, actually.
Yeah, I didn't realise. That's awesome.
Mm.
That's special.
And what do you got planned for the future? You got some more tours coming up?
Yeah, we've
got to hit Europe.
The next few days we've got Dot to Die, and then we go home and we play our biggest headline tour at home, with like the biggest venues we've ever played.
Which is
like
5,500.
Now what's the venue?
We're playing a Horton Pavilion in Sydney. Margaret Court, down in Melbourne. The Tivoli in Brisbane. There's actually another show as well. Where's that at? That's a different venue though.
Can't remember. But yeah, there's a bunch of big shows.
And then we want to write a new record, get that out.
But we're actually talking about coming back as well, here, like UK and Europe, hopefully in September or October. Which is good for us, because we didn't know whether we'd get a chance to come back, but now it's looking like it could happen. Which we need to do, because this was such a short trip, like 2 weeks, we've only played. You know,
yeah, it's a long way to come for
tonight.
A gig, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like we need to come back and make it worth it.